What's up, lovely people? I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10. Pumped to be here with you today. It's Friday. Rise up. We've learned and laughed together this week. Now let's lock in and finish this week strong. We start today with an update out of Mexico, where residents are dealing with devastating damage caused by Wednesday's Category 5 storm, Hurricane Otis. Trees were uprooted, buildings smashed, roadways were blanketed under several feet of water. Thankfully, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said there were, as of Thursday morning, no casualties reported. The local power utility says nearly 500,000 homes and businesses lost power, though, and communication lines are down, making it hard for authorities and rescue operations to get a handle on the true extent of the damage. Video we have shows widespread destruction with a big impact to the local economy. Acapulco, located on the southwestern coast of Mexico, was once considered the pearl of the Pacific. In the 1940s and 50s, it was a major American vacation destination for tourists and celebrities alike, like Rita Hayworth. But it diminished slowly over time due to overcrowding and crime. However, its tourism industry has been on an upswing, hosting Mexican and European travelers recently. To protect this city, residents and authorities laid major preparations ahead of the storm, but as we mentioned in yesterday's show, the storm quickly turned brutal very, very quickly and even caught meteorologists off guard. Let's turn now to our own meteorologist, Derek Van Dam.
The storm struck in the dead of night. It gave very little warning. Very few weather models that meteorologists looked to actually picked up on the rapid intensification that it actually went through. In a 24-hour period, it was impressive. It took advantage of a very narrow swath of ocean water temperatures at about 88 degrees Fahrenheit. And that's significant because for rapid intensification to carry on, it actually needs to be 80 degrees or higher. And it found just that water and strengthened rapidly, 165 miles per hour. This is the first Category 5 landfall to impact the Eastern Pacific, the strongest storm to strike the Pacific coastline of Mexico, and the fastest 12-hour rapid intensification for this area. It is that 12-hour window where it rewrote the history books, rapidly intensifying by 90 miles per hour, but the overall picture in a 24-hour period, 115 mile per hour strengthening. That is incredible, mind-boggling to be quite honest. Acapulco, not only a tourist destination, but it has a residency of about 1 million people. So with a direct hit like this over a major metropolitan area, we're starting to see the first visuals of the damage that was left behind, not only by the wind, but also the storm surge.
10-second trivia. What great desert covers large portions of China and Mongolia? Mojave, Gobi, Arabian, or Sahara? Meaning waterless place, the Gobi Desert is your answer here, and it's actually not very sandy at all. It's covered mostly by bare rock. We take you now to the Gobi Desert in China. On Thursday, China launched the Shenzhou 17 spacecraft carrying three astronauts, the youngest of which was only 33 years old. They're headed to the Tiangong Space Station, where they're going to live for 6 months and do some repair work. Flying debris damaged the station's solar panels. China has been putting its missions to space in high gear for the past 20 years or so, and now is in a space race rivaling the U.S. and Russia. CNN's Mark Stewart has more.
From our spot here at the Jiuquan Space Center in the Gobi Desert, we just watched China's latest entry into space, a rocket carrying three astronauts to China's space station. Take a look at the launch.
Three, two, one, ignition.
It's a mission that comes at a time when there's no cooperation between the American and Chinese space programs. Since 2011, the U.S. has effectively banned NASA from working with China in space, leading to a 21st century space race. Chinese officials stress they've never sought hegemony in space, but once the International Space Station is retired, China's Tiangong space station may take on new prominence. China's space program is ambitious, having landed a rover on Mars and a future goal of a manned flight to the moon. Mark Stewart, CNN, in the Gobi Desert in northern China.
Ten Today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, is all about making wishes come true. This week at Barclays Center in Brooklyn, 7-time Super Bowl champ Tom Brady, New York Yankees slugger Aaron Judge, and Boston Celtics superstar Jason Tatum made wishes come true for a handful of children battling critical illnesses. Organized by Fanatics, the global digital sports platform, which announced it has become official sports partner for the nonprofit Make-A-Wish, the smiles on the faces were proof that the day was a big hit. In a world with seemingly lots of bad news lately, this day was a reminder that there's so much good that needs to be shared too, so we wanted to share these moments with you. What did this mean to you today to see all these smiling faces out here?
It meant the world. You know, we get asked to do a lot of things, and nothing more rewarding or inspirational than being around kids and kids that, you know, have challenges but, you know, continue to fight. And, you know, as much as we inspire and motivate them, they do the same for us. So, you know, when I got asked to do this, you know, I was super excited to be here today.
When I look through your social media, I see pictures with you and your hero, Kobe Bryant. And now you're that guy. So what's that mean to you?
It's crazy because, you know, I'm not that far removed from there. Like, you know, I'm 25. So, you know, I still feel like a kid sometimes. And, you know, I was excited to see Tom Brady today, right? So I felt like a kid. But, you know, seeing the smiles and how genuine their reactions are, you know, that's the best feeling.
I was not excited to see Tom Brady because I played 6 years for the Bills. He called me out. Catching passes, cool. You never caught one. all right, man. So what message do you have for kids out there who are going through a tough time? How do you persevere and come out on the other side a little better?
I think, you know, it's tough, right? It's very tough. But you have to continue to fight, stay strong, have a good support system, have good people around you that care about you, like these kids and their families, seeing them here with their friends and brothers and sisters and parents. You know, it's great to see them have a support system because you need that, regardless of how old or young you are, a support system is big.
I know you came here to inspire some kids, but how inspired were you today by seeing them?
Wow, these kids are talking about, hey, you're our hero. You know, we've been waiting to meet you. And it's like, no, you guys are my hero. Like, the strength you show on a daily basis, you know, the smile you have, you know, whatever you're going through, it's truly inspiring. So getting a chance to come out here and have some fun, you know, throw a couple pitches, have them hit a couple homers off me and just enjoy a special day, you know, I definitely won't forget it.
Why did you hit a home run off that one kid? I mean, you just jacked his.
You know, you gotta have a little fun with him. He was giving me a couple, you know, pitches down the middle, but he returned the favor. Once we flipped it, he was sending them to the seats, so we had some fun.
I love that. What do you hope these kids take away from today?
I just hope it's a great memory. You know, they share the rest of their lives. You know, getting a chance to come out here and, you know, you're hanging out with Tom Brady, Jason Tatum. Like, it's, you're out here on, you know, the Barclays Center. It was just a special day that, you know, hopefully that, you know, whatever they're going through, whatever happens, you know, they can always look back on this day and bring a smile to their face.
I said it earlier this week, and I'm going to say it again. Never underestimate the power you possess to make this world a better place, even if it's just making someone smile today. Now, one of the wishes we just saw was for Colin Stern. What's up, Colin? We're showing you some love and your Saddlebrook High School in Saddlebrook, New Jersey. Our final shout-out of the week, though, is going to Wellsburg, Virginia, Brooke High School, go Bruins! Rise up. Remember, you are more powerful than you know. I'm Coy. This is CNN 10. It's been a blessing to spend this week with you.